What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
Ow! Ow!
Well, it's over.
Ow!
Beginning Sunday.
I don't even know what to do.
Scrap your TikTok account. Or just move on over to Red Note.
Is Red Note the new TikTok?
Well, okay, so...
Can I be honest? I don't know what it is, and I don't think you do either. I think you just found out about it for this.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Why would I know it? I don't even know what TikTok is. But I have been reading about Red Note because it's very controversial. So what's happened is the Supreme Court today, the United States Supreme Court, voted 9-0 to uphold the lower court ruling to ban TikTok.
Yes. Even though TikTok doesn't do anything like that deceives you, people willingly give TikTok their information, and we've decided still, nay.
We don't want it.
The Chinese are, I don't know, they're like...
They're spying on us.
Well, but
they're getting our information.
Is it spying if we give them the information?
Well, we don't want them...
I don't think we want the influence.
We don't want our dum-dums giving them their information.
Yes.
So, like, we're going to stop you. We're going to protect you from you.
Say nope. Nope.
So, on Sunday, TikTok will go silent. They say, unless Joe Biden intervenes.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
So, everyone is now rushing to sign up for Red Note, which is run by China.
Yes. Which seems counterproductive because aren't we banning TikTok because it's run by...
Well...
China.
What I think is happening here is you have American TikTokers who are on Red Note to spite our government.
Yoke.
Like, they're saying, whatever. Like, to them, it's either the Chinese are running the app and getting all my information, or the American billionaire class. And they don't see a difference.
If you told the average dum-dum, 27-year-old dumbass.
Oh, Will.
What?
Hey, let's bring Will in.
No,
I'm
just...
I'm much smarter than the average 27-year-old.
We have a 27-year-old dumbass right here.
If you told them...
I got 2 degrees, bitches.
And what's the other one?
Sport management. And he has one, too, so you can't make fun of it.
Yeah,
that's a second degree.
What's your first one?
My first one would be digital journalism.
And
I'm a class away from a minor in religion.
Okay, hold on. You have 2 bachelors...
I do. One in science and one in art.
You sure you don't just have a minor?
No, I didn't take the last religion class. It was ironically on Buddhism.
Well, I still think you're a dumbass. But you are a dumbass.
Yes.
Thanks.
If you told, and this is the beauty of, like, I love this generation who thinks that somehow they're better than all the other generations. They have, like, the virtue signaling thing. You could tell them that TikTok really is causing massive problems, and they wouldn't care at all.
No.
They're like, whatever. They will gladly give over whatever information, no matter the cost, because they want to see people dance on TikTok or whatever the hell else goes on TikTok. It truly is amazing. It's the same people that like care that they claim about like the environment. Meanwhile, they're like trying to find Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's just ravaging the planet with the energy production. It's just the hypocrisy of the younger generation is just fantastic. Got all the people out there.
There's no hypocrisy in any other generation.
They're all out there protesting, obviously, like what's going on in Israel right now. It's like, I love like the LGBTQ for Hamas. That's always a real fun one.
That's not just my generation.
Yeah, why don't you go on over there and see what they think of your old lifestyle there. They may just throw you off the top of a building.
Someone's getting a little sensey.
They'll say, hold on. But that's not just my generation, though. That crew, you're like trying to lump that all into like, Gen Zers, they're a bunch of idiots.
Well,
there's a lot of millennials that are jumping into that crew. Yeah. There's a lot of people. What are you guys, X's?
Yeah,
there's a lot of Gen X's jumping
in
there,
jealous.
Too.
Don't be jealous.
Well, you know your generation sucks. It's okay. You can admit it.
I'm not out here trying to defend. I'm just saying that it's not just one generation. You're acting it like it's all the youngs. We might be up front leading it, but that's just because our knees and backs are still good. So we can run.
So we're transitioning over to Red Note, though Red Note's just TikTok.
So Red Note is a different app, but it's a Chinese-owned app.
Yeah.
So they're saying that 700,000 new users have signed on to Red Note in the last 2 days. It is the most downloaded free app in the U.S. App Store. And one Red Note user titled Definitely Not Chippy.
Okay.
Wrote, the reason that our government is telling us that they are banning TikTok is because they're insisting that it's owned by you guys, the Chinese people, government, whatever. She goes on to explain...
I love whatever. Yeah,
or the whatnots and what have yous. She goes on to explain why she is on Red Note. She said, a lot of us are smarter than that, so we decided to piss off our government and downloaded an actual Chinese app. We call that trolling. So in short, we're here to spite our government and to learn about China and hang out with you guys.
I do enjoy, too, again, going back to your generation, Will, being morons. I love the fact that I understand that our government is not the best. But I do enjoy when somehow they do the whataboutism. If you don't like our government, probably take a look at the Chinese government and see what you think about that. Just you might realize that while we may not be perfect, not sure you want to hitch your wagon to Hamas or the Xi Jinping. Not really certain that that's really what you want. You know, I mean, it's like, oh, we don't have any freedoms over here. It's all run by the government. Yeah, I'm sure we have some shady stuff going on, but you can go over there where really you do have no say in whatever happens. So just, what are we latching on to next? It fascinates me.
So TikTok.
We're siding with the Chinese government over ours. Cool.
TikTok, although owned by Chinese company ByteDance, is headquartered in Singapore. And they say it is run independently. In fact, China's version of TikTok is another app. It's a totally different app.
Hmm.
Red Note, on the other hand, is a Chinese company based in Shanghai. And it is among the few social media apps available both in China and outside of China.
Yeah, something tells me if it's run by a Chinese company, the Chinese government runs it because,
Chinese that's why Washington's fears over TikTok should extend to Red Note as well. Yeah. But they probably will not.
I love any time, like a Chinese billionaire like speaks up, he disappears for like a week and no one knows that he comes back and is like, I would like to start my 12-part apology to the Chinese government and everything is good and I love them and I'm going to completely fall in line. Like in Russia, they push you out a window. Over in China, you just go for re-education. And yet somehow we have a crap ton of 20-year-olds that are like, screw the U.S. government. Yeah, China. Fascinating.
So Red Note is now full of posts where ex-TikTokers are in search of a replacement Chinese spy. They want to find their new Chinese spy.
Yeah, I just, you know what? One day the Chinese will own us, and quite frankly, they deserve it. You've won. They just give it to them.
It's going to be because you took away TikTok. It's your fault. You olds running the government, you started this.
Don't lump me into that.
You created this monster. This is on you.
I'm half Biden's age.
Ooh, Biden. Well, I love the new guy. I love the way the new guy coming in. He's like 2 years younger. We're like the two old dudes that can't control their bladders. Did you see, by the way, did you see his photo that he's using for the inauguration?
Who, Trumpy Bup? Trumpy Bup?
Yes. Look at that thing.
I don't know. What should I do?
Did he get extra spray tan?
No, dude. He just they picked like the most authoritarian, angry, just scowl that you could.
Oh, that's his.
That's what.
Isn't that his mugshot picture?
No, that's not his mugshot picture.
Oh, they should have used his mugshot.
It kind of looks like his mugshot picture.
You yeah. see, Joy Taylor went after him.
I think he's leaning into it. He's doing the. He's doing a big old. He's doing the aggressive tough guy face. He's doing the Will Ortner in snow face.
Hey, that's a sick photo.
Joy Taylor went after who?
Yeah, she said she said something on her stupid show, which we know how she got. She said that enjoy the last 4 days of freedom.
Oh, God. I'm so tired of all the stupid libs. Oh, what?
Oh, what? Again.
Hey, this sounds like my buddy's talking around here. Wait
Listen,
a minute.
Man.
Why
I'm tired
am
of
I
all
being
you.
Called an idiot?
How about everybody shut up? How about that?
That's the best meme you could have. It's the Dave Chappelle. Or... You can shut the F up. Hey, I just want to know where's my Red Note? I got to download it right now. I got to give over my information.
What happened to Vine? Where's Vine when you need it?
That died a long
that
time.
That died, man. That
died on the Vine.
I think that died when I was in high school, 2016.
Why did it go away? I thought Vine was kind
of
cool.
Twitter bought it, got rid of it. I don't know. I don't think it made any money. It just made a lot of losers famous, and now you have Logan and Jake Paul.
We did have to, the company sent out a thing saying if you had a TikTok account, you had to tell the company about it.
Yeah, I saw that, but of course what? I don't have a TikTok account, so I didn't.
Or do you?
Mine's a burner. I have a burner TikTok.
Why do we have to tell the company that we have a TikTok
account? I don't, that's a good
you
question.
Do.
I don't have one, but why do I have to? This kind of sounds like the Chinese government. Wait a minute.
That's right. An Odyssey spy.
An Odyssey spy did. Jeff sent out like two
an
emails
Odyssey
and was
station.
Like, hey. Reminder, we need TikTok. They want they name names.
Yeah, if I cared enough, I would have asked why. Like, if I had one, I probably would have thrown a fit about that. Be like, I'm not telling you.
I don't have one. However.
You don't?
No. Why would I get one of those?
Because you're 27.
Why is that shocking?
Because you're 27.
I'm not dancing everywhere.
Will, you're so bro-y. I would 100% would have.
Bros aren't on TikTok.
I would have 100% bought that you had TikTok, and then you would go out to bars, and you and your buddies would make sick vids.
Totally. I'm
you guys have no idea what this generation's doing.
Well, that's not true. I've
I
got
do,
kids.
Will. I've got
no,
kids your own
incorrect,
age.
Man. Meat's not going out to bars doing TikToks, and neither are your kids.
I think he's on TikTok, though. I know she is.
My two daughters are on. They love it. Yeah. I don't think they make
TikTok's
anything,
more of a
but they roam.
I think TikTok is more of a girl thing. Yeah. But yeah,
they'll
my,
sit there and like scroll TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
They love it.
My daughter-in-law is on there for sure, and I think Meat's on there, but I don't think he does it very much.
And my buddy that's in his 30s, he sends me TikTok videos. That's why I had a TikTok account, is he sends me TikTok stuff all the time.
Every once in a while, even us olds get TikToks in our text messages because people send them to us.
Yeah.
You know? So you don't need a TikTok account.
Just get reels, bro.
Well,
Instagram.
That you have to have an account to open.
Instagram.
TikTok, you don't.
Oh, I can't open them. I can't open them anymore.
Open what?
TikToks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when they get sent to me now, I just send two laughing emojis and I don't even watch it.
Yeah, I can open TikToks, but I can't open Insta. If you send me an Insta, I ain't seen it, bro.
Yeah. Question.
Because I don't have an Instagram.
Now, someone's pointing out, and it's a good question. So come Sunday, does TikTok just go away or can you just not download it anymore?
I think it goes away. I don't think they're letting
I was told you can't get in.
What is that? So does that mean
like it would
people
come
that
out,
are,
you wouldn't be able to log in and watch
it. They want it banned. Like they don't want people to use it. It's not that you can no longer use it, like new users. I think they want people off
no,
of it.
No, I'm saying like it will log you out. You cannot log back into your account.
Yeah,
that is my understanding.
All I know
you're
is
out.
If
sorry, Big Sook.
If the temperance movement, aka prohibition, has taught me anything. And the war on drug, which we lost, we can admit, drugs won.
I just say no.
When you try to ban something, yeah, it doesn't work. So have fun banning TikTok. It's going to win. At the end of the day, TikTok will win. I'm planting the flag right now. Whatever this war we're starting with TikTok,
it makes me sad.
They will win.
All right. Is it cheating? Next, here's Will.